everybody, KBB Accelerator Club. I can see all your faces. What's up, everybody? How's it going? Hey, listen, I'm so excited you guys are here today. We have an amazing day. Arvin will be up here teaching you guys in just moments from right now. Our first official training. Thank you so much for doing the homework from last week. I've never seen anything like it. About 93% of you submitted your homework. We know the 7%, and we're sending someone to your house right now. They should be knocking on your door soon. I'm going to call you out and embarrass you. We got film crews as well. No, I'm just messing with you. But listen, thank you for being a part of this. Now, listen, I want to share a couple things. I know we switched times and we broke it up into groups, but I want to encourage you guys to be fluid with us. We know what we're doing. We have your best interest in mind. And when we had as many people join as we did, we decided it would be more intimate to break it up into originally two buckets and now three buckets. There's three different trainings, so it can be more intimate. That was a decision we made for you guys. And we're gonna, within the next week or two, we'll have an exact day and time. And the other thing we're gonna learn is what group you need to be in. One's gonna be a little more high level, one's kind of in the middle, and one's for you beginners. We think we put you in the right buckets right now by your answers, but we'll fine tune that as well, and we'll get you locked in to a time that fits you, and you know what time we'll be going every single week. Now, a couple things I wanna share before we bring Arvin in here to rock the house. I understand, because I have a daughter like me and a son that's more like my sister. My daughter is like me. She's just fluid. Tell me what to do, I'll do it. My son is more structured. My son is more like, if I tell my son, hey, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we're gonna go take a bike ride. And it happens to be 10:30, and I say, hey, bud, his name's Brody, I'll, hey, bud, you wanna go on a bike ride? My son will go, well, not now, you said 11. I'm like, well, it's 10:30. He's, you got anything else going on, dude? You're in quarantine, let's go on a bike ride. And my son will go like, no, but dad, you said 11 yesterday. Why would you say 10:30 today? And he'll be freaked out over it. And I just can't even understand it. And he can't understand why I would lie and say 11 when I really meant 10:30. And my daughter will be like, Brody, relax. Okay, I'm only saying that because I know when you shift a time on some of you, it's like, oh, why would they change that time? Listen, we're not perfect, but we're perfect when it comes to obsessing on the results that you guys get. So if we make a couple shifts in this new beginning, don't obsess about the time. If you miss it, we're doing replays, we're doing additional trainings, we'll get you in, and within a week or two, we'll have a set time every single week, right? So what I hope you do today is don't worry about when next week's gonna happen or if we missed the date that you thought. Worry about you and your next level. Can we agree to all do that? Even if you're like my son Brody and that shift. The other thing I want to encourage you to is some of you joined last minute. I know that. And some of you, you already raised your hands. About 60% of you are very logical thinkers. And that's what makes up the world. It's about 50-50, 60-40. And what happens sometimes is if you got enrolled and you were kind of on the fence, and we talked about last week committing and anchoring in, sometimes you're looking for the excuse to bounce. Not just on a financial thing, just the commitment of going to the next level. Like, oh, they said they were going at 11, but they're going at 3. I'm out, right? That first training, it was good, but not what I expected. I'm out, right? Here's what I'm going to tell you. This is a year-long journey, and we're going to obsess and be fluid and give you the capabilities you need at your pace. I would say spin it around and look for an excuse to stay. Look for an excuse to bring this all the way through. The majority of you from the assessment, the majority of you finished the course. You know what the other majority of you said? This is the first course you've ever finished. And Tony and I are so proud of that. And our team is so proud of that. Take this next level education and take it all the way. This isn't about today, going deeper on your superpower. It's not about learning your niche over the next couple weeks and learning how to write great copy and headlines and filming the perfect video and building your page and then a two-day summit to make sure it's all in play and you're in business in the next 10 or 11 weeks. It's all about that, but it's really about the entire journey that nothing gets in your way. Listen, you're paying good money. You're taking your time. Tony and I and this entire team don't take any of that for granted. We are going to obsess on giving you exactly what you need. And if we get great feedback on something, if we go deep on filming your video or say doing your page, right? And we go deep on it, but we get a lot of comments and you guys say, hey, I'd like to go deeper or I need more help. Then we might extend the following week to go deeper on that to make sure it's real. This is about taking what's in here, your desires, your hopes, and entering this industry, not dabbling, not looking in from the outside. This is about each and every one of you making this a part of your life, to be a part of this incredible industry. So many of you already are, and that means the ones that already are, we're going to another level. The ones of you that are kind of dabbling, ready to pounce, we got you in, we'll get you in the game. And then some of you that are scared to death going, can this really work for me? We're gonna shift that mindset to, I know it will work for me. So today, you guys are, and Arvin will explain all of it, but Arvin's gonna come here and train for a while, and then we're gonna break you guys up into groups, and you'll be with your strategy consultant, you'll be with your coach to help you through, do Q&A, answer the questions. And one thing I want you to remember is we're gonna keep track of people we do hot seats with, or do answer your questions, and we're gonna make sure we get to everybody over this evolution. But here's what I want you to listen. I've been doing masterminds for, I don't know, nearly 20 years, and usually, if four people ask a question or get on a hot seat, those four people usually cover about 98% of every question you have. So if someone else is on the hot seat, listen to every word. Listen to the result, you know, the answers that come, the resolutions that are shared, because it matches with all of us. And here's the cool part. This is gonna be this is gonna be a learning process for all of us. And, oh, this is what I wanted to say. There was one more thing, is getting on Zoom and learning this, it's new. Some of you, this is the first time on Zoom. And I'm sorry that you had to, you know, go download an app and figure this out, and maybe there's little tech issues. There's a couple people right now on the phone with our team that can't figure it out, and they're so frustrated, they wanna get in here. We got people standing by live to answer their questions and get you on. But here's what I wanna share with you. You ready? If you guys were coming to our office once a week, could you imagine that? What if you were coming here once a month, once a quarter, twice a year? You'd have to make those arrangements. You'd have to pack. You'd have to figure out what to do with the house and the job and or whatever it is you got. You'd have to get an Uber and go to the airport and go through security and wait an hour and a half and jump on a plane, maybe take a layover. Then you'd have to land here in Phoenix. And if it was summer, you'd wonder why the hell I live here, because you can't even touch door handles. And then you'd have to get an Uber to your hotel room and unpack and figure out if there's a gym in there and if you want to work out and set your alarm and get up and come over. Or you have to find 7 minutes to figure out Zoom. I'm just saying, I'm putting things in perspective. If we got to take a week or two to figure out this flow, let's do it, because this is not about Zoom. This is not about the are you going at 11 or 3? Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? This is about getting you the results that you want. That's what we're obsessed on. That's why we have the best coaches in the world. That's why Tony and I obsessed over this. That's why some of it'll be fluid. We'll shift it according to what you need. And that's my spiel this morning. I wanted to come down here in the office. I got to avoid everybody by 6 feet. It's really terrible. I feel people come up like, hey, I'm like, oh, hey, virtual fist pump. But I got a little baby at home. I got to stay safe, right? Fist pump to everybody. So Arvin's going to get the energy up. I see all the smiles. I see people showing up. Thank you for showing up the way you've done. Have you guys ever seen, before I bring Arvin on, have you ever seen more pictures of people putting Zoom up on like Facebook, and you see half the people and they're like, their hair is over like this, and like they're in their pajamas that are crooked and hair is like this. They got like sleepers in their eyes. I'm like, man, if I'm gonna show up on Zoom, someone might take a screenshot, like, show up. And I look at this audience, you guys are beautiful, you showed up, you're ready to play. You guys ready for this? You guys ready for this? All right, so can we open up the mic so I can hear everybody? Or do I have to do that? Like, I just speak and say, I have to do that? Oh, there you go. Boom, I can hear you guys. You guys are amazing. All right, so let's play full out today. Like I said, let's judge this as an evolutionary process. Know we're here. If there's one thing we gotta shift, we will. So without further ado, can we do a big welcome for Mr. Arvin Anderson?
All right. Virtual fist bump. Okay, okay. Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Play some music.
There we go. Welcome, everybody. Woo. We line up this camera here real quick. Oh, I'm excited to start you guys' training. Week one of the official training here for the Accelerator Club, man. Oh, this is the kickoff, right? Like, this is the official start, the official kickoff to this year-long training, this year-long journey that we're all about to embark on with one another. And I just kind of want to feed off what Dean was just saying, because every single one of you guys here on this call here with us right now, in this conversation, you guys are all leaders. And leaders go first. And everything that you're experiencing right now is exactly what your clients are going to experience when you start walking them through your process. So you get to experience in real time, in real life, what it's like to be on the other side. We've created this extraordinary program for you. And we have so many things that we're going to teach you along the way. Not only just teach you, but position you in a way and support you in a way that you actually take the actions and get these things implemented. This isn't just about sitting back and taking notes. This is about taking action and creating and getting this mastermind into the marketplace. And as we do this, as we created this extraordinary program that we have here for you, you know, we sat down a few weeks ago and we asked ourselves the question, what do our people need right here, right now? In present time, what can we create to help them build massive momentum with the creation of their mastermind so they can go out there and deepen their impact? What is it that they need right now? And we sat around this table and we just started masterminding, right? We started brainstorming all of these brilliant ideas of what we could create. And this is what we did. We created the Accelerator Club program, which you guys are all a part of right now. But if we would have sat there and tried to make this program as perfect as possible before we put it out into the marketplace, I mean, it could have taken months for us to get it out there. And if we got this out here in October instead of right now, it would have been too late. We would have missed the window. So instead, we had to do something a little bit edgy, what I like to call taking messy action, right? Like avoiding that whole ideal of perfectionism and just getting into the game. Because a lot of what we have to create here for you, we couldn't create until we were actually in the process. We had to get this thing started so we could start getting feedback from you guys. Ideas that we thought were great. And then we come back and it's like, you know what? That's not working for everybody. We need to make some adjustments, like the schedule and the time. We thought times would work for everybody. We got some feedback. We realized it didn't. So we're going to change some things so we can accommodate all of you. That's the goal here. Our goal is to make sure that every single one of you guys are served throughout the duration of this journey. And we're committed to find every possible solution that we can. But as we continue to create this experience, we are still in that creation mode. And like Dean was saying, yeah, we're going to maneuver things here just a little bit as we receive the feedback from you guys of how we can make the most extraordinary process possible for everybody involved. And so I ask, just like I ask our clients here when we coach with them, like have some grace with yourself, with the process, and with us. Allow this thing to unfold as it's supposed to. Because one thing I can promise you, one thing I can guarantee to you, is if you stick with us and you play full out through this whole year, I can promise you that these masterminds are gonna get created, they're gonna get out into the marketplace, you're gonna fill some seats, and you're gonna serve in a powerful way. That I can promise you. But in the meantime, let's be edgy. Let's enjoy some messy action. Let's just get our hands dirty. Let's just do it. That's where the fun is, right? A lot of the fun is just figuring things out as we go along. Just knowing that we're gonna get to the other side, and when we do, it's gonna be an extraordinary journey. I'm excited, the team is excited. Raise your hand right now if you're excited. Raise your hand, yes! Oh, I love to see all the hands go up at once, man. I got this huge screen in front of me right now. I have a TV screen, not a laptop, so I see all these big faces, or all these big squares with all your faces. So like the simultaneous hand raising, man, it's exciting for me. I like feel the energy coming out of you guys. So let's dive in here. Let's get this official training started. And we are gonna talk about superpower. Now, some of you guys have done this before. Some of you guys, maybe you've watched in KBB, but maybe you didn't actually answer the questions, but you kind of understand it. Maybe this is brand new for you. Maybe you've done it once or twice. Maybe you've answered these questions a dozen times. And when we're talking about these tools that we use, especially when we're pulling them from KBB, These are tools that are not meant just to be used once, right? Like, you don't use seven levels deep one time and all of a sudden you just know what your why is for the rest of your life. No, that's a tool that you use periodically every time you need it. And whether this is the first time that you're creating a mastermind, maybe you've gotten one or two going, or maybe you've done a bunch already, every single time it's time for you to launch that next one or that first one, these are the questions that you must ask yourself every single time, because you change, your experience changes, the impact that you're creating changes, the clientele that you're serving changes. All of this stuff evolves every time that you do it. So it's so important that we go back to fundamentals. And if you look at fundamentals, I mean, if you look at the late great Kobe Bryant, he wasn't one of the best basketball players ever because he was great just on game day. No, it was because he was a master of fundamentals. He had thousands and thousands of repetitions on basic fundamentals, dribbling the ball, shooting the ball, little moves and pivots. That's what he practiced day in and day out, better than anybody else. And that's why he was an extraordinary player. And I like to take that same mindset here and share it with you guys. It's in the repetition of doing these things that creates the mastery that you're after. It's not by just doing it once or twice. And every time you ask yourself these questions, you get more clarity. You get to dive a little bit deeper. You get to align yourself more and more to that deep inner self that's inside of you. That just a powerful person, that powerful presence that's meant to come out. And that's why we ask these questions. Now we're gonna go through four questions here as part of your training. The way this is gonna work, I'm just gonna go through the questions. I'm gonna give you personal examples of how I would answer it. And then we're gonna break off into your breakoff rooms. So each of you guys are gonna go into a small room that's gonna be ran by one of our high impact coaches. And our high impact coaches, guys, when we opened up the doors to build our coaching team, we had hundreds of applications, hundreds. Everybody wanted to be part of Tony and Dean's coaching team. And we narrowed down that list to the six best coaches that were on the market today. And they came in already at an extraordinary high level of coaching. And then we did a deep immersion into just deeper coaching with Tony and Dean's methodologies and how we can continue to meet you guys where you're at, take you guys to the next level, and doing it in the most effective and efficient way possible. And these coaches are the best of the best. And what I love about them is they all bring their own unique gift to the table. They all have brilliant perspectives. But more importantly, every single one of them have the biggest and brightest heart that you'll ever experience. And I promise you, you're gonna feel it the moment you get on the call with them. But before we dive into those groups, let's talk about the training. So first question we're gonna ask, if you haven't gotten the homework yet, go ahead and just take a pen and paper out and you can just write notes. Teresa's gonna put a little bulletin on your Zoom room so you'll see what the questions are there as well. We're gonna make sure you have the information. The coaches have the information for you. If you just wanna be present, follow along. We are gonna send out a replay tomorrow of the training so you can rewatch it if you like, if you just choose to be present. It's your choice, however you wanna play today, as long as you play full out. But the first question that we ask is, list the three things that make you stand out from your competition. So these first two questions I'm gonna ask you, they come from KBB. These are KBB tools. So most of you probably have already answered this question before, but I want you to answer it again now, because I wanna know what the answer is right now. So list the three things that make you stand out from your competition. And this is more of like who are you? What makes you a unique individual? Because we're all unique individuals. We all have our own unique traits, our unique gifts, our unique superpowers. And if I was asking this question for myself, one thing that I know that makes me stand out from the competition is I'm a high energy kind of person, right? Like, I know I could walk into the room and I could just raise the collective vibration of everybody in there. And by doing that, by being able to just connect with people and get them to just raise their energy, it makes them feel better. And that's a gift that I have. It's a gift that I've conditioned over years of my life, but I know it's a unique superpower that I have. Because in the end, that's what everybody wants on a very simplest form, right? Like, we all just want to feel better. Feel better about ourselves, about our lives, about our skill set, about our expertise, about our impact. We just want it to feel better. So if we can just naturally do that in the first place, that's a gift that I can bring into people's lives. Another thing that makes me stand out from the competition is I have just the ability to create just a relentless commitment to things. If I decide that I'm going to do something, I'm gonna get it done. And I do that because not only the relentless commitment, but my strength of discipline that comes with it. And there's and again, it's, and when I'm working with other people, it just allows them to tap into that energy too. Because there's a lot of times in life when we second guess ourselves, when maybe we lack the confidence that we're wanting, we just have to be courageous instead. And just having that certainty of just like, you know what, I may not know the answers right now, this may be hard, maybe I don't understand what's going on, but I know no matter what, I'm gonna figure it out. Why? Because I always have. And if I take the third answer to that question, it would be my ability to create an instant connection of depth with people. To be able to sit down with somebody and in a matter of moments, just let them know that they have my full presence, my undivided attention. That I'm not in my mind thinking about what else is going on. I'm not distracted on my phone. I'm not trying to think about what I want to say or how I want to respond to what they're saying. I'm just present and I listen. And a lot of times, there's a lot of people that don't have that experience in their life. But it also allows you to build instant rapport. I mean, it was a reason why when Dean and I first met in person and we sat down and talked about us working together, like, it was a hell yes for both of us in the first 5 minutes. Because we both have that skill set of being able to just sit down and be undistracted, be fully present, and just kind of feel into it. Like, is this the right fit for both of us? And honestly, I don't even think we had to say any words. It was just like a yes. Like, I think right now, this moment in time, we're destined to be together and create something magnificent. And here we are right now, a few months later, right on this call on the Accelerator Club. Now, as we go through these questions, what makes you stand out? What are those unique gifts that you have? So that superpower that is you, that inner strength, that essence, that presence that you bring to a room, to the relationships that you have in your life. What makes you stand out? What makes you unique? And as I answer these questions, and when you go into the breakout rooms, I invite you to do this. Don't compare yourself to other people. This is my journey. Your journey is just as special and just as unique. I'm just sharing my answers with you. And when other people share their answers, that's their journey. Just find yourself in the question. If questions are asked, don't worry so much about what people are answering, but ask yourself those questions while other people are on that hot seat and see what kind of clarity that you can get. And once we kind of understand, like, what is it that makes us unique, then we also want to address the other side, which is, what are three skills that I've developed over my life that will lead to the success of me teaching these masterminds? Like, what are those specific skill sets? Because when you take this blend of, like, who you are, that unique essence of who you are, and you blend it in with specific things that you can teach people, that's the kind of things that people will pay to be a part of. It's one thing to, like, I'll share my first skill. One of my skills I've developed over time is the skill of public speaking, more specifically, how to be a powerful storyteller. So I've done a lot of training with some experts in the field, in this arena. And I've done years and years of training around it, a lot of repetitions, a lot of practice to be able to sit here and just have a presence on camera or a presence on stage. And how to tap into the emotion in which I want people to feel when I'm telling a story. Because that's what people get connected to, right? They don't remember what you say, they remember how you make them feel. And the way you make them feel is because of the intentional energy and emotion that you project out of you when you're communicating with them. So while I can say something that makes me stand out is being a high energy person, yeah, but nobody's going to invest in a mastermind that teaches you how to be high energy. Right? But that's a skill set that I combine with being able to teach you how to be a powerful storyteller. Because some of the greatest people in this game are positioned that way because they're powerful storytellers. Dean tells an amazing story. Tony tells amazing stories. Every time they go into a story, man, don't we all just lean in like, ooh, story time. What are you gonna share with us? I love your stories, they're so exciting, right? That's a skill set that you could teach somebody that they could turn around and monetize or could help them grow their business, grow their mastermind, grow their impact. So as we start to narrow down superpower and we identify the things that make you stand out and those specific skills, we'll continue narrowing this down so that we have an actual topic of that mastermind that people are going to want to invest in. As I continue moving down my specific skills, you know, I talked about, when I make a commitment to something, I see it through. Now, I'm also very selective about things I commit to. I don't commit easily. So I have a process that goes into that. And part of that is my ability to develop and implement habits. So I spent 10 years in the health and fitness industry mastering the art of health, right? Like, how do you actually build sustainable habits around your lifestyle so that you look good, you feel good, and you perform well? And I understand how that process plays out and the longevity of the success that is needed, or how long it takes for success to be achieved in that arena, so that I can better prepare people to have realistic expectations around what the process of transformation takes. How long does it actually take to develop a skill? And if you want to develop a little bit faster, how can you be a little more intentional about it so that you can make it a little bit more effective and efficient? Because I know, I mean, raise your hand if you've ever committed to something and not followed through on it, right? Jeremy, you've never committed to something and not followed through on it? We all have, right? And a lot of that is due because we just didn't set up the proper structure to create a habit and sustain it. False expectations, just poor strategy, poor execution, all of those things play into failing when we try to implement some change in our life. But there is a process that can be implemented that I can teach people on how to do that to make them successful. And the third thing, and if you've been following our trainings, you know, because we talk about this all the time, it's the fundamental piece to creating any kind of change in your life, and it's how to reframe a thought. Like, that's a powerful skill set that I've developed over years of intentional practice, of being very clear of when I'm thinking a thought that doesn't make me feel good, interrupting that pattern and replacing it with a thought that's going to serve me and creating the outcome of which I'm out to create. And honestly, for each and every one of you guys on this call here with us today, that is a skill set that each of you guys need to be implementing into your life. Because when these moments show up, when it's like, I don't feel like doing it today, or I don't understand this, or this is confusing, or you know what? Like, I'm scared. I don't know, man. Like, that step really scares me. It's okay, the fear is gonna be there. How do we shift into courage? How do we interrupt that pattern and step into a higher state so we can go out there and execute in a way that we never have before? And it's in our ability to reframe a thought. So as I take those two questions, the three things that make me stand out, which is kind of like, who am I as a person? And the three skills that I've developed over a period of time that are going to be specific to an experience that I want to create. Now, if I look at that list, what is the one problem that I could solve using those skills and those superpowers? And for me, something that I know I can do is I can take entrepreneurs such as yourself, right? Because if you guys are creating a mastermind, and you're gonna do it with the intention of charging for your seats, that's beginning a business. You are an entrepreneur. And as you guys know, we're sitting here doing a virtual training. What does that tell you? That if you're not on camera, it's gonna be really hard to build that business moving forward, isn't it? Which means what? That each and every one of us need to have the ability to show up confidently on video and deliver a powerful message. And that's what I would take my superpowers, my skill sets, I would create a mastermind around that. How to teach entrepreneurs that are in the mastermind space to show up confidently on video so that they can deliver a powerful message that creates an engaged audience, that creates raving fans, simply because of the way they connect with them on video. Raise your hand if you want to do something like that. Yeah, see? That's the exact response I want every time we ask you, when we go down this list and we say, this is your problem, who wants to be a part of that? We want to see all the hands go up because it's specific, right? It's not, oh, I'm just going to teach people how to be more confident. I don't want to be that general, right? People don't want to invest in that. You need to be more specific. What do they want to be more confident about and why? And when we get that specific, now we're starting to enter the conversation in their head. And so when we break out into these hot seats, that's what our coaches are going to do. They're going to continue to ask you probing questions to find clarity. Now, when you're on these hot seats, it gets a little edgy, right? It gets a little edgy sometimes. And because maybe you're not really sure of the answer. Maybe it's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I should know that and I don't. That's okay. You just haven't been asked that question before. Or maybe you just haven't been asked that question in that way. The reason we're asking you that question is for you to get the clarity. But we're here to support you. Everybody on the call is here to support you. Raise your hand if you're here to support everybody in this group. Raise your hand. Yes! This is a supportive, safe environment. This is the place to be vulnerable. It's okay if you're really excited about this impact that you want to create, but you're not really sure what it is yet. That's okay. And if you think it's like, no, I know exactly what I want, and we challenge you to go a little bit deeper, play with us. Play full out. Because maybe that one little piece that we pull out is going to be that magic piece that just changes everything for you. But you got to be open to allow us to coach you through this process in order for us to find it. And if we find, if we have some time, we will ask one more question as part of these hot seats. But the first three are the most important. That's what we're going to focus most of our time on. And it's going to be, how do you solve the problem? Right? Like, if you're going to create, if this is a problem you solve, what is the actual process that you follow in solving that problem? How do you actually do it? If you're gonna, if it was a generalized statement, right? Like, I teach people to be more confident. Okay, how do you do that? Like, what's the specific practice that they get to go home and do every single day that makes them more confident? So as we do this, we're gonna start developing the things that you teach, right? What is your process? What is your methodology? And at the end, when you get your homework, you're going to see an extra credit question. Now, this is optional. If you want to start on this now, we'll get to it as part of your process. But the reason we added this is planting the seed here for your storytelling. Storytelling is going to be a big part of your experience. And we're going to turn you guys into powerful storytellers. But this is the question is, give me an example of how you solve this problem in your life or somebody else's. So some of you guys are creating experiences based on personal life experience. Others are creating experiences because you've had repetitions of guiding people through this. Wherever you're at on it, that's your journey, but we want to start developing the story that goes along with it. So that's extra credit. If the first four questions are a lot for you and you're already kind of feeling maxed out from all that creative thought, that's cool. You can stop there. But if you feel like you got a little bit more in you, you can go ahead and hit that extra credit and get that seed planted and let that storytelling seed start to grow. I have a feeling all of you guys are going to do the extra credit. Okay, so in just a minute, we're going to break out into our breakout rooms. We're going to do the hot seat coaching, and then we're going to come back into the room collectively and end out this training. All right? So we're going to put you into some different rooms. Again, you're going to be with these high impact coaches. These guys are hand selected here by Tony and Dean to be a part of their specific coaching team. They are the best of the best. Raise your hand if you're a high impact coach right now. Put your hand up and wave it. Yes. Well, we all are. So when you're going to hop in the room, they're going to take command of that room. They're going to pull you guys into the hot seats. Just know we don't have time to get to everybody on every call. But I promise you, you guys are all going to get multiple reps on that hot seat over the course of this year. You're going to be on that hot seat a lot. And just like Dean was saying, just find yourself in the question, right? Because when they start to coach and ask questions, and you ask yourself those questions, you'll also get that clarity. And when we do a little Q&A at the end, you ask a question, it's the same question everybody else has. So once one person asks it, it answers it for everybody. And then we're going to keep track of everybody that's getting hot seat coaching, so we know that everybody's getting an equal share of coaching time on these hot seats. So don't worry. Every single one of you guys are going to get served in a very powerful way. So are you guys ready to break out into your hot seats? Ready to go out into these group coachings? No. We can't go into the group coaching rooms like that, right? Because we agreed that we're going to play full out. Did we not? And if you're going to be here in the trades here with some high-impact coaches, well, wait, we got to have high-impact vibrations. So I want all you guys to stand up. And I can see you on your screen right now. Dorothy, get your face off your hand and stand up, Mama. Calvin, stand up. Come on, stand up. Hey, Mike, can you kick some music on for us here? Yes. All right, we got music playing. The vibe is high. We're going to break out into the breakout rooms here in just a few seconds, guys. It's time for some hot seat coaching. Teresa, take them to our rooms. Yes! Yes, 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 yes!
Welcome, 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 welcome! We're ready to go, guys. We're charged up. Ready to make something happen. To the next level of your life. My name is Tim Sinkar. I'm one of the high impact coaches here at Mastermind.com, and I'm truly honored to be able to.
I'm not going to mute him now, right? Yes! Hello, hello. Give me thumbs up if you can hear me okay. Yeah, you guys excited? You got me as your high impact coach today, baby. Yes, my seat's gonna be hot. I hope you guys are ready. So you guys all know who I am, right? So I don't need to go through any introductions here. So let's just get you guys right into the hot seat. Raise your hand if you wanna go first. Who's courageous? Raise your hand. Who's courageous? Mark, I saw your hand go up first, brother. I'm gonna bring you right here under the call. 1 second, I can't unmute him.
I'm unmuted.
Okay, Mark unmuted himself. Mark, welcome.
Thanks, Arvin. Great to be here. Good to see you.
Yes. I'm just going to stay standing for this whole thing. I'm all fired up now, man. I can't sit back down. Tell me, Mark, where are you calling it from?
I'm calling from Lisbon in Portugal.
Ooh.
From Ireland.
Oh, that's amazing. So tell me, Mark, tell me three things that make you stand out from your competition. What's unique about you, brother?
Well, it would be, you know, similar to yourself. I've worked an awful lot on my own presence because I trained as an actor.
I love that.
And then I trained as a voice coach and, you know, I studied psychology. So I'm, you know, I've been, so I was a professional performer and then I went in to teach initially actors and then business people about, you know, presence, about voice. That's really my thing, is voice, but the whole body and all of that.
Yes.
Human connection, I guess, you know, I guess just my family. I was born with it. We were a big family. I'm from a small community in Ireland where that was very easy, where you got to practice that without any fear because it was expected that you look everybody in the eye. It was expected that you had a story and a party piece and that you had a sense of humor. So I suppose I got that going for me too.
And yeah.
And, you know, I put down four, but, you know, one of them would be that sense of humor piece and passion, you know. That I get very passionate about the you know, about the body, the voice, or everything that I've studied, I get hugely passionate about.
Yeah.
So they would be, yeah.
Hey, does everybody have a sense of humor? Not everybody. that's a unique gift for some people. I love that you have this beautiful accent and that you're a voice coach as well, right? Like, I mean, you have an amazing voice.
I've been told that helps. So.
Yeah, 100%. That's a very unique experience that you bring. I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Mark. Can you hit your mute button again for me, brother?
Can I hit the mute? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Arvin.
Yeah, thank you. So when I call your name, I'm going to need you guys to unmute. And then when we're done, just mute yourself back up and I'll take it to the next person. Does that sound good? Raise your hand if you're on board with that. Yes. All right. Jen. Hi, Jen. You got to unmute. There we go. Hi. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I am great.
Okay. Tell me, Jen, what are three things that make you stand out from your competition? What is amazing about you?
I would say never giving up.
So if you never give up, if instead of saying I never give up, what would be a more positive way to see that?
Being resilient.
Okay, I'm resilient. Yeah, okay, right?
Okay, and I'm pretty humble.
You're just pretty humble? I guess that's the way to say humble, right? Like, I'm pretty humble. You can't be like extraordinarily humble, right? I'm more humble than anybody on this earth.
I like to help people
mm-hmm.
in their endeavors. It could be college, it could be finances, it could be anything. And,
Yeah.
Like solutions.
Mm.
You know, discipline and solutions. You put me on the spot.
No, I love it. I love that your superpower is finding solutions and you're struggling to find how to answer that specific phrase. So let's dive a little deeper here, right? Like, I love to help people. Okay. How do you know if you're helping somebody?
by their success, actually, by their success. I've helped a few people in my lifetime without doing it like a job or anything like that. And
so you find a way to make the process fun and entertaining? Is that what you're telling me? So it doesn't feel like work or something they have to do?
Kind of, sort of, yes.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of, yes. And I actually walk with them. I walk with them through the process, actually.
Okay.
At the same time. You know, so they can see how it's done, but without me doing it for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So your resilience... You're excellent at finding solutions to problems. Hey, not everybody's a good problem solver, right?
Very disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And disciplined thanks to the military, yes.
Ah, okay. All right. High sense of discipline. Yeah. People need that in their life. Raise your hand if you need some more discipline in your life.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, Jen.
Well, thank you.
So let's talk briefly here about how the mind works just a little bit. So when she said the words, never give up, when you're thinking from like a subconscious standpoint, the brain hears what? Give up. Right? Give up.
Well, this cannot be the end. Like for me, I've had a lot of experiences in my life where I've been like almost bottom pit kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not here for that. I need to see clearly. I need to focus on what I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you're unstoppable, right? You're resilient. You're persistent, right? Like, it's like, what's the empowering words?
Thinking.
Yeah.
My mind doesn't stop thinking. It keeps on going. I can't even sleep.
Well,
yeah.
If the mind stops going, that's a problem.
No, don't tell me that.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Brent, I see you down there in the corner just kind of nodding your head. Unmute yourself. Yes, welcome. Where are you calling in from, Brent?
Brent or Brett?
Brent, right? B-R-E-N-T?
San Diego. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. San Diego.
San Diego, awesome. I was just living in San Diego last year.
Yeah.
So tell me.
Nice.
Three things that make you stand out from your competition. What are they?
Encourager, spiritual, and empathetic.
Okay, what do you mean spiritual?
And organized. Spiritual, I did about 25 years of ministry, and I'm transitioning into entrepreneur and coaching. So now I'm charging for my my gifts.
Okay. What exactly, let's dive a little deeper into what spiritual means. Describe that for me a little bit more. I get the background of where it came from, but like, what's the essence of that for you?
Help for me, growth, personal growth, and then helping others personally grow and have a bigger vision of their purpose in life and where they're going. Because that's what happened with me.
I love that. That was going to be my next question. How does that apply with you? But you just answered it. Tell me what the other one was. There was spiritual. There was...
Encourager.
Encourager.
I love to coach. I love to help people.
What makes you a great encourager?
And empathetic.
How do you know you're a great encourager?
Because people get fired up. And I have clients that are just, they're growing and all they can do is... They're talking about how great I am, but it's just because I devote my full attention to them, and I play full out, and I just try to give them, everything I've got to help them go to the next level.
So can you say for me the comment, like, I play full out, but can you say it in a way that gets me fired up?
I play full out.
Yes, okay, all right, I'm fired up, I feel that, right? Was that a little edgy? I bet that took some courage to do that in front of the call right now, man. I celebrate you for that. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome, thank you so much. Do me a favor, call on somebody. Everybody's got their names up. Call on somebody for me.
How about Trisha?
Trisha! Oh, there she is. Thanks, Brent.
Hi.
Hey. I've seen your face from like the moment I hopped on. You've been so excited this whole time. I love it.
That's it. Enthusiasm is one of my things. I can't help it. I stay this way most of my life.
Hey, me too, man. I love enthusiasm. It's a great perspective to have in life. Let's go to that next question. Tell me three specific skills that you have mastered over your lifetime here that's going to lead to the success of your mastermind. What are you going to teach me?
Well, that's a great question. I would say, okay, I wrote them down here so I don't forget. Storytelling is something that I really resonate with. I probably talk too much, but I love to tell a story to paint a picture. Can't say my husband loves that though, but it's something that I really enjoy doing because I've had a lot of stories over my life and I love to apply them. I think it brings points home. But the ability to be positive and like you mentioned repattern a thought. When I am in a place that I can't be, I'm like, let's get out of it. Let's figure it out. There's been a lot of life circumstances I've grown up in. Things have come my way. There's been a lot of my husband deploys a lot. Between the divorce, there's been deaths in our family. There's times when I can like stop and like, all right, how can we fix it? And most of my friends call me when they are in a situation. They're like, all right, I got to get my head out of this space. And I do it better for others than I do it for myself. But it's something.
It's usually the case.
I've developed every time. Yeah.
How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you get somebody from? How do you get them to change their mindset?
Well, first I listen because it's to figure out exactly what they are. Because a lot of times I found that when you listen, what they are complaining about isn't really what the problem is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the biggest things. And start asking some questions. Sometimes I'll bring in a story. In particular, a friend recently, I brought in a personal story that related. Mm-hmm. To where they were like, oh, that makes sense. And sometimes I'll offer just a different perspective, ask them questions to get them kind of thinking outside the box. And then I'll try to follow up with them. How are we doing? Kind of do some encouragement. Because a lot of times I realize that what we kind of are complaining about or we're frustrated about or we can't see past it is because there's something else going on. So I try to dig deeper by listening and then, like I said, taking that and then, okay, how can we fix it? And coming up with solutions and getting creative. I try really hard to be, I just think, probably bigger than a lot of people tend to focus on a little bit of a problem. And so I try to give an outside perspective and I guess, yes, that answers any question. I talked around in circles, but that's kind of how I usually do it. It's about building that relationship and understanding where they are, what the problem is, and like, okay, how can we fix it? And then helping them move forward in that.
I love that.
I think. Yeah, that makes sense.
It does, and I love what's happening right here, right? Like, how many times have you actually said that answer to that question out loud?
Not very many.
Not very many, right? So some of you guys have this wealth of knowledge that's inside of you, but you haven't actually had the opportunity to speak it out loud and answer questions like this, right? So it's like, I know I understand it, but I'm still kind of figuring out how to explain it and how to kind of put this tool together. Right? Mm-hmm. The more we do something, the better we get at it. So I honor your courage to sit here and kind of we call that a brain dump, right? Like kind of like dump all that information out and then watch how many times you'll hear this over the course of this year. I hope that makes sense. Right? Cause like, I don't know what just came out of me. It all just came out of me. Did that make any sense? You guys know what I'm saying? Do you understand?
My notes are scribbled. I keep getting these thoughts and I scribble and I get so inspired when you guys talk and I'm like, wait, how does that apply? How do I do this? So this is good stuff.
So I'll give you an example of how this will kind of play out, right? So she just kind of put out this information. She kind of identified what the process is, and she's developing a tool. And she's developing kind of a little methodology to follow for the tool. So when you're talking about mindset, it's if you go to any trainer out there, any kind of program out there, everybody pretty much teaches the same tool. They just label it differently. So if you want to change your mindset, which means basically, you keep thinking a thought over and over again that doesn't make you feel good. That's stopping you from progressing. That's not leading you to your outcome, right? So it's like, well, what do I need to think instead to get me closer to that? And so what we teach here is air method, right? Become aware of the thought. I'm aware of the thought, doesn't make me feel good. Next thing I do is I gotta interrupt the pattern. So I gotta change my physiology, move, do something, listen to music, go for a run, work out, scream if I have to, like something to change my physiology, and then reframe it with a thought that's gonna serve me. So aware, interrupt, reframe, right? And that's our process, which is very similar to what you were just describing. But the first time we dumped that out, it was just like what Trisha just did, right? It was like, bah! What do we do with this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you for playing full out here with me. Call on somebody for me.
Eric.
Ah, Eric. All right. Thanks, Trisha. Eric, welcome. Welcome.
Hey, welcome. Hey, pleasure to speak to you, Arvin, man. Thank you so much for getting me up on the call.
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks, Trish.
Where are you calling from? I love that accent.
Calling from London, England.
Yes, I love it. Awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I love that there's so many people from all over the world in this program. This is incredible, man. Like connecting the world, literally.
Yeah, even seeing it on the Facebook group and how diverse the group is. A lot of Americans, South Americans, a few Europeans and stuff.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm over there.
Got some Australians on the call, some New Zealanders, huh, Nicole? Whoop, whoop. So Eric, tell me, what are three specific skills that you have that make you successful?
Well, I think, again, I've taken notes, so I'm going to try and see my scribbles here. My personality.
Yes. What about your personality? What about it? We all have personality.
I personally think I've got the ability to communicate, relate to people across the board. So even if I've got more of a kind of stony, cold demeanor, I'm able to relate on some sort of level with that and break the ice with them. And obviously people that's a bit more forthwith,
yeah,
and a bit more easy to talk to. I think... Don't kind of over-assert, but I think I can build rapport pretty easily, like how you
love that.
Yourself and Dean first kind of interact with regards to getting this going off. I think I can build a rapport with people pretty easily, and I make people feel comfortable in my presence. That's kind of one of the things I thought. My honesty and authenticity as well. Mm. I mean, I'm sure over the course of this year, the life story will be laid out. Yeah, I'm not ashamed of where I am or where I've been and who I am, and I'm happy to share it. And I like putting myself on the table and then allow people to do the same as well.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I'd say is obviously I'm a very passionate person. Like, to this whole thing, I don't think I've ever thought of a name for what we're doing right now until I came across it. And then the way you guys have kind of laid it out for me. It's like my life's work. It's like, it's my calling and the passion that you guys show is the same sort of feeling I have in my heart in terms of trying to reach out to people to take them from wherever they are, if they're not happy with their lives, to get to wherever they've got to be, and then trying to show them and be encouraging and give them the tools by which to do it.
I love that. Can I challenge you here a little bit? You want to play?
Absolutely.
All right. Please. So what you just described to me, those are the three things, those are your superpowers. Those are the unique things about you, right? Like your ability to make people feel comfortable because you build that instant rapport, and your ability to just be completely vulnerable and be an open book and share with them from a very truthful and authentic place, it gives them kind of that safety for them to do the same thing, for them to express what's deep inside of them, because that's what's been holding them back. And you do it with just this beautiful, passionate energy that just makes the whole experience fun. Like, people want to be a part of that, and I can feel that coming out of you. That's what they're going to experience, right? The skills that you've developed, these are things that you're going to be able to teach people that are going to help them move the needle, right? And it's like this, right? I know most of you guys have heard this. You give people what they want so you can give them what they need, right? Like, meet them where they want so you can give them what they need. What do they need? They do need that container to like express their vulnerabilities, to let those fears come out so they can break through those limitations, right? But that's not the conversation happening in their head, right? It was like, man, I just wish I had a place to be vulnerable. You know, like, I wish there was somewhere I could go to just be vulnerable. Like, people don't say that, right? Yeah. But there's a more surface level pain point that's happening that you're going to be able to meet them at. So when they get into your experience, then you're able to give them what they need. So a lot of that starts with, like, what can you teach them? What's a skill set that you can teach them so that when you get them in the room, you can give them the whole experience that you're going to provide? So tell me some things that you, a specific skill. And a skill to me is something that you practice over and over and over again. So tell me something that you've practiced over and over again that you've developed into a skill.
That I'm still trying to work out. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously a lot of the tools that that come up in the training resonate with me. So I'm trying to kind of narrow down one or two of the tools that I think are more specific to, again, my skill set, and trying to focus on that a lot more. But again, it's not something that I think I've ever done consciously. It's just it's more socially or more, I don't know, what's the word? Subconsciously, I guess. Just by having interactions and conversations and meetings with people who I may have thought I wouldn't have had an interaction with. Like maybe a friend of a friend, for instance. And then you end up having a relatable conversation and providing some value to them with regards to whatever situation that they're in. So I would say I don't maybe have that one niche that I could say right now, boom, this is my tool that I always go, this is my go-to method.
Yep.
But if it makes sense, I kind of, I know it's there.
Oh, did you guys hear it? Did you guys hear that? Does this make sense? I think we're going to do a drinking game from that phrase, right? I'm just going to drink water though.
Yeah, I've got lemon water, so yeah.
So part of this process, Eric, is, like, you have this ability to do that for other people. Can you teach other people how to do that? Can you teach people how to create, be present and create a safe and comfortable container for other people to have deeper conversations that are going to create shifts for them in their life? Can you teach somebody how to do that?
I believe so. Well, that's the intention anyway.
Yeah, you can, right? You can. And now it's like the next time you have that opportunity, next time you meet somebody and you serve them in that way, we have to have a different type of awareness. You got to be conscious of, like, what am I actually doing here? What am I specifically doing in my own mind in the way in which I'm showing up that's creating this result on the other side? Because there's a process that you're following. And what you're talking about there is that unconscious competence, right? It's like this knowingness, this ability to just do something. It's just like, I don't know, I just do it. It's like, this is who I am. It's just how it's always been. Or just, there's not a lot of thought to it because you've just done it so many times.
Right.
So if we go back into that process, if we start to become aware, like, all right, what am I doing here right now? Like, what's the first thing I'm doing? Maybe it's like breathing, right? Like, oh, this person seems nervous. I'm just going to calm them down because I'm just going to breathe deep. Right. And I'm just going to be a relaxed presence first so that they feel safe. Yeah, maybe I'm looking them in the eye contact, right? Like, I mean, there's multiple things happening step by step, and we'll define that as we move along.
Right.
That'll be my first challenge to you, though. As you continue to have these interactions, start being very clear about what's happening in your own mind and process that's creating the effect that you're having on the other side. Yeah. That sound good?
I'm even. Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna write that down as well.
Cool. Thanks, Eric.
No, thank you so much, man. Thanks for having me.
Levi, you're sitting there like, oh man, I want to answer these questions, man. Let's hear it. Let's hear what you got, Levi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm in a hotel in Loveland, Colorado right now.
So. Oh, cool.
Actually, I have a lot of the similar things everybody keeps kind of talking about. I'm a physical worker. Like, I've worked with my hands my whole life.
Yeah.
I've worked around the world. I've managed a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds of life, and one thing that I've always been able to find a way is to be able to communicate with a person no matter where they're from. I worked in Saudi Arabia for 2.5 years. I worked with people from all over the eastern part of the world, Philippines, Africa, everywhere over there. Not one person spoke the same language. Half of them barely didn't even speak English. So I learned a lot during those 2.5 years. So I kind of refined the way that I speak to people. I'm very animated. I talk with my hands. I use things to describe processes and stuff. And I've worked in a very dangerous industry too. So I'm passionate about trying to keep the people safe and to be to get them to understand the safety aspect of what's going on. I've worked in all the positions that these guys have worked in, so yeah. I understand what they go through. So I'm very passionate about those, and I have tons of stories because I've had a lot of them happen to me.
Yeah.
I've worked in the trenches. I've worked in that. So I'm very open-minded. So a lot of people that are in my position, they have this mentality that it's my way or the highway. And I can't do that. I've worked around that my whole entire life, and I don't believe that's the right way to look at things or look at life in general.
You know what would be cool, Levi, is if you had a mantra to go against that. Somebody's like, my way or the highway versus what?
Oh, I always try to think of something, but I can't ever think of something. It's my way or the highway, and it's like, in me, I step back and I'm like, well, let's just see what the new guy has to say.
We'll figure something out there, you know? So, Levi, tell me what specifically, like, what's the one problem that you solve?
A lot of times I solve the misunderstanding of how people react to a situation. I work in the oil and gas industry is where my main industry where I come from. So there's a lot of times that we're around a situation that could be possibly life or death, and a lot of people get fearful.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned to teach people, instead of being fearful, be aware of your surroundings, be aware, not fearful, because fear in general will cause somebody to get hurt.
So you teach people how to remain calm and manage their emotions in highly volatile situations so that they don't make reactionary decisions. And they actually make a rational decision.
Yeah.
Something like around that nature.
Yeah. So I'm very logical. So
yeah.
When I work in a situation, I'm always four or five steps ahead. So I've always tried to teach people to look a little bit further ahead instead of just what's right now, because they might miss something that's going to happen if they weren't aware of that situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm watching the chat here. So like high pressure situations, how to make rational decisions in high pressure situations so you don't let your emotions take control and lead you down the wrong path.
Yeah, there's a lot of times like situations where things could have really got out of hand, and just me staying calm and me looking into the situation, looking ahead, kept everybody else calm too. So I'm open-minded. I listen, I watch, I pay attention. And then when I'm working with people on one-on-one, I give them, they know I genuinely care about their well-being. I genuinely care about where they're going in life more than I care about where I go in life. Like I've put my job on the line to protect the guys in the field because the people in the office didn't understand what we were dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So I stood up to the people in the office saying, hey, you guys are trying to kill my people out here. And if you guys aren't going to come and stand here next to us, then we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it in a different way. So
I can see your journey, Levi. Like you actually have a very specific niche that you could address here. I can kind of tell from what you're telling me already, and I've only heard a little snippet of it, but I feel like you also have this desire to serve a very large group of people. Right? Like you have a skill set that you could serve a lot of people in, right? And most of you guys are going to face this as we progress, is if you try to serve everybody, you're going to serve nobody. So what we're going to do is we're going to take, even though the skill set can serve so many people, we are just going to pick one specific group first. And like maybe that's an industry within an industry within an industry. Maybe it's like, oh, I'm going to serve the oil industry, but I'm only going to serve, you know, companies that have between 50 and 150 employees that have been in business 5 years or longer and have a revenue of X amount of dollars. Like we're going to narrow that down, and it's going to be like, but wait, what about all the rest of them? And it's like, we'll get to the rest of them, and then we'll get to other industries, and we'll start doing different things. But first, we're going to pick one. We're going to see this first mastermind through to completion, and then we'll go back, reassess, and decide what we're going to do for the next one. It's going to be a very challenging process for you guys to do that. And like watch as we collaborate on these conversations, the resistance that comes out of you guys as this starts to happen.
Yeah, it's been really hard for me to figure out this because I have so many things that I've done. Like also, I'm also a commercial drone pilot. I'm a professional photographer. Like I have a tons. I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none.
I think you got some mastery in you, brother. No, I love that. Look, a lot of you guys have a lot of different experiences that you can create. We're going to pick one. And my advice to you is pick that blend of something that you're excited about, but that's a low-hanging fruit. What's going to be like the easiest one for you to just get that first rep in, right? Some of you guys are going to create multiple masterminds along this journey. Maybe some of you guys might just create the one. It depends on what you guys want to do, where your level is right now. But we earn the right to go broad, right? We earn the right to go broad. You earn it because you keep doing repetitions that allow you to expand. You are going to say no to people as part of creating the mastermind. Because when we identify who your ideal client is, it's going to be very clear whether they are or not a good fit for this first mastermind. And it's really edgy to say no to somebody that you know you can help. But if you put the wrong people in the room, then you do a disservice to everybody. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Levi.
Welcome.
Neandra. Am I saying that right? Oh my gosh.
Neandra,
dang it. You guys have such interesting names.
I do. Yeah, I've never met anyone else with my name, so it's a little bit, it's different.
So why the brain background?
Oh, because you were talking about mindset, and I just thought that this is really good example of just how training your mindset every day is really helpful, especially in this business, and if we are to like impact lives, that is really the number one key. And I think Tony always emphasizes that. So
yeah, 100%. Look, I'll give you a real life example, right? Like any of you guys that have done any Tony Robbins work, like he takes you to a peak state, right? It's like, get to a peak state, power move, right? And so something that we do around here is we do a little game of 1 to 10, where we count from 1 to 10, and every time we say a number, we get a little bit louder, and when we get to 10, it's just like this full expression of like 10, right? Like everybody screams it. So before we hop on, this is week one, right? Like everybody's like a little nervous. Like this is really important for us to come out here and serve you guys at the highest level. And so I'm sitting here with our whole coaching team in the conference room over to the side here. And like, I could just feel everybody's nerves. And I'm like, guys, the energy in here sucks right now. Like we cannot show up on the call like this. Like everybody get up right now. And so like everybody just like stood up and like, you could tell they didn't really want to because they just wanted to be nervous and they just wanted to be afraid. I was like, we're going 1 through 10. And I picked the person that was the most nervous on the team to run us through it, you know? And he's like, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm like, do it. And so he counts us through like 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 10. And we get to that 10 and it's just like this release. Like, oh God, I just broke through it. All right. Okay, I'm good. Like I'm in a good, healthy vibration now. Like, all right, let's go execute. Let's go do this, right? That's mindset work. That's a specific skill that you guys can practice. And we're gonna keep ingraining this with you guys here as we move along. Neandra.
Yes.
What's the one problem that you solve?
One problem I solved is just mindset is fricked off. Like, I feel like I have always been like optimistic ever since I was a kid, but just experiences in life just pushes you to just think differently. So now I think I have a different approach, more of like a realistic optimism. I am like optimistic about things, but I like to think about the process and kind of like ways that I get and like achieve that goal.
Ooh. So
that's one.
You got the logistical mindset.
Yes.
Is it driving you crazy that we don't have the specific agenda sent out to you yet?
No, I am very flexible, but at the time I'm just like thinking to myself of like how I can kind of like,
yeah,
what you're saying, applying it to myself and kind of like set some small goals like every day just to like reach something at least by the end of the week.
So I love that. Let's dive deeper because it's way too general right now. The problem you solve is mindset. What problem do you solve around mindset?
So
tell me specifically.
The transformational words that I use every day. Like I realize like just going to
college. Let me rephrase the question. What kind of mindset are you working with and what kind of mindset are you taking them to?
Can Can you like rephrase the question even more?
Sure. Let's say you're gonna solve this problem for somebody. Mm-hmm. What kind of mindset are they coming in with? What kind of mindset are they leaving with?
Well, with my experience, I feel like most people just come with a more like pessimistic mindset.
And pessimistic? Okay.
Yeah.
What area of life are they pessimistic about?
It could be like situational, whatever they have like handling at that time.
So let me drop some perspective on you. Mm-hmm. We're gonna build masterminds. People invest in three areas of life. Like if they're gonna invest money to be a part of your experience, it's almost always in either the field of health, of relationships, or of wealth, right? Mm-hmm. So you're either teaching them how to build a better relationship with themselves or other people, you're teaching them how to get healthy in some way, maybe eliminate pain, maybe improve sleep, get off medication, cure chronic disease, or you're teaching them to do something with money, build a business, strengthen their money mindset, invest money, create strategy, build wealth, any of those things, right? Mm-hmm. So when we're talking, if we're gonna develop, what one problem do you solve? We're gonna identify, so what specific area are you gonna start with first, right?
E-commerce, yeah.
E-commerce, okay, all right. So they come in pessimistic about e-commerce. What are they pessimistic about?
It would probably be like they don't have the ROAS that they think of, or kind of maybe they can't seem to have their products stand out comparing, like there's like an influx of like products online and how to like solve that problem.
Okay, so you tell people that are in the e-commerce industry how to get their products to stand out above the kit, above the competition. Yes. So that they can what?
So that they can reach the customers that they need and not like just be lost in that like overall.
Mm-hmm. Is there, you can see how that's still a little too general, right? So they can reach the people, yeah, that they need, right? Can we get more specific on that?
I guess, for example, baby products. If, for example, you're targeting mothers, like newborn mothers, there's different types of mothers who need like a specific bottle. Like modern mothers are different than like the old-fashioned type mothers. So, yeah, if, for example, you're product is more innovative, like you would probably reach more modern mothers, and that's what you want, and
okay,
get lots of bigger brands like Phillips Avenue or Dr. Brown's, like things like that. So
you help like e-commerce people stand out above the competition by aligning, mm-hmm, the unique products with their specific ideal clients.
Yes, and then kind of like fashioning their marketing, all of that, to that specific mother, so yeah, that it's not lost in all those.
Yeah. So people are going to buy that mastermind. They're not going to buy the mastermind of like, oh, I teach you how to become, teach you to change from a pessimistic mindset to an optimistic mindset. That's the gift that you give them as part of the experience, right?
Yeah.
You know, like Dean's always saying here that, you know, he started in real estate. When people came in, oh, we got 1 minute warning before we go back in. People came into the real estate wanting all the strategy, but what they really need? They really needed mindset. They were the ones that were blocking their progress. Most of them already knew what to do, they just weren't doing it. Yeah. So you'll talk about that surface level problem in your messaging as we create it, but the gift that you give them in the experience is you get to work the mindset. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Guys, we're about to go back in the room here in just a few seconds, so we gotta go back in that breakout room with everybody moving around. You guys are coming out of Arvin's high impact room? Come on, we gotta be the highest vibrational group of anybody in there, so everybody stand up. Stand up. Move around. I know we don't got any music left, but who cares? You know who wins in this world? The weirdest people. The people that just don't even care. Yes, I love it. I love it. All right, we're going back in. We're going back in. Yes, yes, yes. Uh-oh. I think I just left. Yes, 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 yes. I am. Yes. Oh, why aren't you guys moving around? Why are you sitting down? Stand up. Move your body. I hear music. I know you hear music. Come on. This is week one of the accelerator. This is the week one of the year that's going to change your life forever. Let's get excited about it. Let's anchor in high vibrations. Yes. I love it. Sabine's moving around. I dig it. I hope I said your name right. Sean, what's up? I see you go. Yes. Mr. Santoya, get those arms up. Come yes, yes. Jillian, I was just emailing you a little while ago. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Are we good on music? Awesome. I don't even know why I'm pulling this chair over here. I'm going to stay on my feet. I've been standing the whole time since I stood up with you guys before we went out in the breakout rooms. Woo! Raise your hand if you had a good time in those breakout rooms. Yes! All right. Awesome. Awesome. Woo! I need to take a drink of water and catch my breath. I was dancing like full out there for a second. Oh. Woo! Hot seat coaching. Hot seat coaching. Raise your hand if you got some hot seat coaching today. Raise your hand if that was a little edgy for you. Keep it up. Was that a little, were you a little nervous? Did you get some, you asked some questions? You're like, oh, I thought I would have explained that a little bit better. I'll just share some perspective that I already shared in my group, but I just want to share it with you guys as a whole here. Is, yeah, some of these questions that we're going to ask you, you're going to think that you should have been able to answer it better than you did. And that's okay. Part of what we're doing now is we're asking you questions to kind of do what we call as a brain dump. Get all that information out. And then once we have it out, then we can pull the pieces out of it to start to create some structure around it. So a lot of, like, when we're talking about what are those specific skills that you have, what are the things that you're going to teach people? Right? It's like, you know you can do it, but maybe you haven't really articulated what that process is going to look like just yet. You know, or maybe it's just like the way that you show up, this unconscious competence that we were talking about in our group, right? These natural abilities that you have where it's like, I don't know how I do it, I just do it. Okay, well, the next time you do it, pay very close attention to what you are doing, because that's going to define your process. What are you thinking about? How are you showing up? What are you being intentional about? Why is it that you have the ability to create this result for the people on the other side and other people do not? What is happening in this experience? And then document that, and you're going to start to create your tools. You're going to start to create this methodology. You're going to start to create your process. But this is week one. We got a whole year. We're going to start to unravel this. This is just like scratching the surface here a little bit. And don't worry, like I said before, every one of you guys are going to get multiple opportunities to be on these hot seats. Every week we're going to be doing different kinds of training. Sometimes we'll have you on the hot seat for a while, right? And we're really going to dig deep. But for this first week, we just wanted to kind of get a few people onto the seat, ask some questions, and just kind of get the energy going, get the nerves to subside a little bit. But I really appreciate you guys all playing full out. Right? We can feel the energy. Everybody else in the room can feel the energy. And like, just to be fully transparent with you guys, when you guys are in those breakout rooms, those are like little mini masterminds, right? Like, we're going to break you guys out into your own personal groups here either next week or the week after. And from then on out, that's going to be the group you're going to be in for this next phase, right? And every single one of you guys in that room have your own unique expertise, perspective, wisdom, that is all of value to everybody that's going to be in that room with you. You guys get to use the collective genius of everybody in the room and grow together. That's the beauty of it. From here on out, you no longer are doing this by yourself. You are no longer in this all alone. You got us, you got this team, you got your group, you got me, 100%. This whole team, every one of us are here to support you and guide you through this process. Some of you guys are going to offer immediate value. Some of you guys, that value is going to come out like mid-journey. Some of you guys are going to be the exclamation point to this experience. But at some point during this journey, your unique gift is going to be exactly what everybody in that room needs in that moment. And just know your moment's coming. It's coming for all of us. And we're all in this together. We've all made this commitment, every single one of us, that we're going to be in this for the next year. So we're hooking arms and we're marching forward. Because we have chosen to be leaders in a time when most people are sitting back and playing it safe because they're scared. Rightfully so. There's a lot of fear in the air right now. But you guys have all chose to take a different path. You've acknowledged the fear and you've chosen to be courageous instead. And it's that courage that leads to these, to that confidence and that certainty that you're wanting to step into. But first is courage that we must be, that must be present within us. And being here right now, making this investment of time, money, and energy, committing to a year process to your development takes an incredible amount of courage. An incredible amount of courage. And it's honestly the right path. Far too many people want transformation too quick. They commit for a month or 3 months. They're like, this isn't working. Well, you haven't given enough time to develop. right? It takes time to build mastery around a skill set. We're not just going to do something once and move on. We're going to do it multiple times, so you start to develop mastery around it. So it becomes a part of who you are and just the way that you think. This is how you create excellence in your life. And I celebrate every single one of you guys here on this call here for taking this courageous step, this courageous commitment in a time when it's the most scariest to do so. And we all see that. And we are all 100% committed to doing whatever it takes to make sure we get you to that other side. We are the best in the game at this. And, you know, like I said before, we just chose to take messy action. We're just going to do it. We're just going to get it done. Right? And every week it's going to get better and better and better and better. And we're going to build momentum more and more and more. The faster momentum gets, the faster it goes, the most powerful it becomes until it becomes an unstoppable force and nothing can get in our way. That's where we're headed. Tiffany, you feeling that? Yeah. I saw the both of you guys look at each other. So you guys are going to have homework. Answer the four questions. You got an email with a link. It's on a type form. When you fill out the homework, you will get a copy of your answers emailed to you. We also get the answers emailed. And it's based on these answers that we're getting that we're going to put you guys into different groups, right? Because you guys are all in different points of the journey. Some of you guys are brand new. Some of you guys have done this a little bit. Some of you guys have already done a bunch of masterminds. So depending on where you're at, we're going to put you with some like-minded individuals, and we're going to meet you where you're at and get you to where you need to go. But you have to submit the homework. Moving forward, we're going to plan this out. So yes, there's going to be things to do each week, but it's all going to be manageable tasks. And this is your opportunity to build the habit of staying committed to your commitments and just getting things done. We're going to ask that you submit that homework by Sunday at 7 p.m. Everybody that submits the homework, we're going to pull 12 names, and those 12 people are going to get a one-on-one coaching session with one of our high-impact coaches to go over that homework and really dive deep into these questions, right? But we can only give it to you if you show up. Raise your hand if you're committed to getting that homework turned in by Sunday at 7 p.m. Yes. I love it. Awesome. So we're going to get you some more details about what your training groups are going to be. We are going to adjust times a little bit for next week because we have so many people that are international, and we know some of you guys are sitting here at 3 o'clock in the morning right now to be on this call, and we love your commitment. We love that dedication, but we also want to create something a little bit more accommodating and convenient for you. So just give us feedback, right? Like, give us feedback on the experience that you're having. If it's a hell yes for you, awesome, share that. If you think there's something that we could improve, share that too, and we'll do our best to meet you where you're at. We're creating this experience with you guys. So we love the feedback. We look at it like, all right, can we do that? Yes. Is this going to be a change that's universal for everybody? Yes. All right, let's do that, right? Our mission is to make the most extraordinary program that we possibly can, but to show you guys how to do it. Because this is what we're doing right now here with you in the Accelerator Club. This is what you guys are going to be doing with your first mastermind. You're creating an experience. And that experience is taken to an extraordinary level because of the feedback that you get from the people that you are serving. So we welcome that feedback. Share it with us. Because we're going to make this the best program on earth. And I know nobody's doing what we're doing on the scale in which we're doing it right now. Nobody's doing it. And this is a brand new territory that we're entering in. And we're excited. We're loving it. It is such edgy stuff that we're doing right now. But man, we love it. We love just leading the charge here into this new industry, into this new normal that we're all heading into. So let's get that homework in, guys. Again, we're going to give away 12 one-on-one sessions if you get that homework submitted. But more importantly, we're just building a new habit, right? We're building a new mindset. We're building a new commitment. We are choosing right now to show up as that next level version of ourselves. We've made that commitment. Natalia, you with me? Thumbs up? Yeah? All right. I dig it. You guys with me? Yes? Hands up? All right. We're going to close this thing out, but we never close it out sitting down. Ever. Ever. We're going to take this to a peak state before we head out of here, guys. So everybody stand up. Mike, crank that music for me, baby. I want everybody up moving your arms around. Guys, let's get a little weird. Weird makes crazy results. Crazy results are fun. It takes you to that next level of life. Come on, do the things that most people won't do. Show up as that next level person right now. Let's go. Yes. 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 Guys.
guys. Woo! Let's keep it going. Like 15 more seconds. Just keep moving. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it with you. Yes, I leave it. Everybody's dancing. This is amazing. Who else is doing this right now? Nobody. You guys are doing this. I love it. Guys, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you next week. Have an amazing week, and I will see you then. Bye.